welcome to tonight's call. Thank you for joining us. Please, let's get started. Please close your eyes and let your breathing be easy and relaxed, but full. Take a few breaths to notice what's happening in your body, what it feels like in your body right now, what perhaps has been happening on or within your body for the last few days, and you're still aware of it. Decide that whatever it is, it's okay. Decide that everything is temporary and that your body is always speaking to you to help you learn to make better choices and better decisions. Decide that during our time together in this session that you're willing to let go of stress and tension that you've picked up today or the last few days, and also that you are willing to let go of the energies of other people that you may have picked up or have carried for a long time but are ready to go. Please send cords from the bottoms of your feet and your root chakra, also known as the first, down into the earth and begin breathing the energy of the earth up into your body. We want you to do this constantly, and yet we recognize that it is a practice and that you are a person, and that some days it will be harder than others. Some days you will not feel that you're being effective when you're doing this. It is all okay. The point is not to always be in this state. Well, eventually maybe it is, but the point is to, at least for a long time, come back to being grounded. The same with living a heart-open life. The same with trusting your guides. The same with thanking your body for reflecting to you how your choices are going. All of these things are practices, which means that we must come back to them to really get benefit, to really have them be effective. So some days it will be harder to ground than others. Some days it will be harder to open the heart than others. Let this be okay. So breathing the energy of the earth fully up in your body, I want you to decide that in this moment, everything is fine, that you are safe, and that you are safe to relax, to receive support. Whatever it is that's been stressing you out or is on your to-do list, whatever old memory you might have been dealing with, whatever situation in your life seems unresolvable or at an impasse, realize that all these are instructive elements that help you go from making choices based in fear into choices based in love and faith. So in this moment, no matter what else is happening in your life outside these 20 minutes together every day, you are safe and everything is fine, and you can relax to open to receive support. And on that note, please call your spirit guides in to support you. Let them know that you're willing to learn the language they use to communicate with you, whatever that may be. Thank them in advance for helping nudge you and guide you in the directions that work best for you. If you are open to receiving energy work from Metatron, Jehudi, and Tom together, please decide that you're willing to be affected positively by the vibration coming through the channel's voice, and also, if you are willing to receive energy work, silently say, yes, please, I am open to receiving support and energy work today. And for those of you who say, yes, please, we'll begin in about 10 seconds sending the energy over to you. Okay. For the duration of this call, continue breathing the energy of the earth up into your body. Letting this energy fill your body to slow you down and to reorient your rhythm, to break up the rhythm of whatever came before, whatever has been happening the last few days or weeks. Paying attention to your breath, being aware of your body, being aware of your root, the physical location in your body around the anus, and being aware of the bottoms of your feet, and really centering in your body. inhaling through these places, bringing energy up into your body. Please decide that you are willing to see every element of your life as reflecting what you are vibrating. You may not get stuck on the joyful things, but on the more challenging things, realize that they are only in your life to support you in going from making choices based in fear-based motivations into those based in faith or love. So decide that you are willing to see what is challenging in your life as helpful, that you're willing to read between the lines in order to see what precisely the lesson is. And thank your guides in advance for always helping you do this, or attempting to help you do this. Now breathe the energy of the earth as you continue on your inhales, breathing, bring it all the way up to your fourth chakra, your heart center, and on your exhales, begin gently relaxing that heart center open. This is going to be our focus today. We've been kind of all over the map with these daily meditation energy work channeling sessions, and today we're going to really focus on this simple thing that will fundamentally change anybody's life when they give it attention. We've been incorporating it almost daily here in this October set, but really want to focus on its simplicity today. So allowing your fourth chakra to open. Decide that it is safe for you in this moment to relax in order to allow this chakra to open. You are gently emanating an energy from your fourth chakra. It's okay if it wants to wrap around you or envelop you, but for right now, just allowing this energy to be emitted. Continue doing this process and think of somebody about whom you care, whether from the past or present. Think about somebody whose presence in your life allows you or inspires you or perhaps triggers you to open your heart and to relax, to feel safe. And make the decision that you are not going to let this person or other people be the only triggers for you to open your heart. Realizing these people are external to your free will and your divine power, which is the choice to open the heart and generate a positive field. So decide you're not willing to let that person be the trigger for you, but that you're willing to do it yourself because you choose to open your heart. Essentially, demote that loved one from being in charge of your heart opening. And decide that you are willing to open your heart because you choose it. Thank that person that you thought of and also others from past and present, if they've crossed your mind during this topic. Thank them for opening your heart, for inspiring you, for having a certain emotional or other kinds of chemistry with you that made you feel safe and that you could open your heart. But tell them they are no longer responsible for opening your heart because you are choosing to do it. This is, in essence, deciding to be in the driver's seat of your energy field. Think about that. If you relax and open your heart in different ways around certain people in certain situations, then in effect you have allowed other people in other situations and your environments to inspire you to feel safe. In general, we ask you to decide often that you are already safe, that you always have been, that things are fine. And by generating this energy through making that decision, or in other words, making that decision repeatedly begins to generate a field, just as an affirmation would, generates the energy that you are in fact safe, it creates the reality. So you are in charge of how safe you feel. So we want you to be in the driver's seat of your energy field. Consciously operating yourself as an energetic being is how the channel has described it for years. Conscious operation. Understanding what fears trigger you, what joys open you, what to you feels safe, what to you feels not safe. Understanding all these things and then intentionally changing how you vibrate puts you, as we have said, in the driver's seat, but it really connects you with your divine power. This is actually the path, if you wanted to bring through the wisdom of soul, the influence and impact that soul can have in your life, this is the process. Because your soul is a portion of divine consciousness, is divine love. That's it. That's what it is. Divine consciousness is divine love. Souls don't fear. Souls beam love. They don't wonder if they're safe. God, goddess, all that is, does not wonder if it's safe. It is emanating love, creating safety constantly, with no doubt that it is creating its reality constantly. This is what we endeavor to teach you. So decide once again that you are willing to be in charge of your energy field and not allow others to determine when you are safe to open, to relax, to receive love, to receive support. Put your attention, please, back on the cords into the earth on your inhales, breathing this energy fully into your body and then up to the fourth chakra, choosing to open, to relax this fourth chakra open, to allow energy emanating from it, allow that to relax just a little more. Now think of a person in your life or a situation that makes you close, but keep opening your heart. Something that makes your brain go in gear, something that makes you tense, perhaps something you dread or would rather avoid. Continue opening your heart and consider this situation and decide that you are in charge of when you feel safe and when you open to relax, to give and receive in healthy ways. Demote this other person or this situation, this other experience, from having the power to inspire you not to be open. You can choose not to do it or choose not to engage with it, but decide that it is not in charge of if you are open or not. Continuing on your exhales to allow this fourth chakra to get open just a little wider. Now begin intentionally wrapping this energy around you, feeding your aura, your energy field, with this fourth chakra energy. And the channeled 13-minute MP3 the channel hands out to everybody says a white cord of light from your fourth chakra. This is fine. It could also be pink or violet or green. It could be white. It could be silver. It could be different things. But the point is to, you might find that as you intend to do a white one, a silver or pink one comes out, that kind of thing. And that's fine. Or you might have learned in the past that the only way to really open your heart is with a certain color. That's fine too. Let that happen. But allowing this energy to wrap around you, decide once again that you alone are in charge of your energy field. Decide that you alone are in charge of your consciousness. Decide that you are willing to operate yourself consciously. Now, decide that any stress or tension you've picked up in the last few days, decide that you are willing to let it go, decide that it cannot stick here any longer if you are opening your heart and generating this loving energy. Gather it up in the center of your field and send it down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving those energies. And then on your inhale, go right back up to breathing in the energy of the earth and out, and then out through your fourth chakra. Now decide that the energies of other people, even those to whom you are happily connected, decide that you cannot possibly use their energies, their emotions, attitudes, beliefs, reactions, their unprocessed emotion, their residues, their fears, their self-doubt, their guilt, their shame. You can't use any energy from them to tell you who you are. Decide you are no longer willing to carry the energies of other people. Gather them in the center of your field and send them down through the cords to the earth on several exhales. And thank the earth for receiving those energies. A couple more exhales, sending that energy down, and then return to breathing the energy of the earth up through your body on your inhale in a couple of breaths. Okay, go back to breathing that energy up into your body. Decide that in this moment, together, during our meditation, that everything is fine and that you are safe. And decide that it is safe for you to relax. And that you're willing to see all that inspires you not to relax as valuable learning opportunities so you can go from fear-based motivations into those based on love and or faith. Unhappy situations are in your life to drive you to make choices, to say yes, please, and no, thank you, etc. Decide that you are willing to receive the support from your guides and other helpful beings, such as ourselves in general. Realize that you are not alone. When one thinks one is alone, the mind takes over with its fear-based contingency plans. But you no longer have to do this. You can choose something else. This brings us to the end of our time together today. Thank you for your time and attention. Anything the channel may have loaned to you during the session, he is going to call back. Anything he may have borrowed from you, he's going to give back individually. Please echo that from your perspective. You can call on your guides at any time, and you can call on Jehudi and Metatron also at any time. Inviting them to have a presence in your life will help you fine-tune your decision-making processes to be based in love instead of fear, and all the variants with those two attitudes. Take care of yourself this evening, and we will happily speak with you tomorrow for day 16. Bye-bye.